don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris of the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking some bad news. Never a fun position to have to be in. Sometimes you don't know what to do.
Right. I mean, whenever we have some bad news to break, I know I don't know what to do. And that's why I call Crystal a lot of times. So now you get two for one, you know what I mean?
That's a deal.
Yeah, that is a deal.
Well, this morning we actually have our girl Maya calling in for something she needs to break the bad news to. Good morning, Maya. How are you, honey?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. So tell us, what's going on?
Well, my husband, Randy, and I have been married for 5 years.
Okay.
And he talks to his best friend about everything. And it's not that I think he shouldn't have a good relationship, you know, with his best friend and have someone to talk to. It's just mm-hmm. he tells them like intimate details of our life all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, is that normal? I mean, and even if maybe other people do, it, you know, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Because mm-hmm. like every time I see his friend, I'm like, oh gosh.
Right.
Does he know this thing that we did last night in the bedroom?
Like, right, yeah.
For sure.
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it makes me feel weird. And it's, I don't know. I think maybe there should be some kind of a boundary, you know, like
sure.
that is not that appropriate. And
so
I kind of want him to stop.
You're worried that he's talking to his like bros, you know, while they're sitting down, you know, playing poker and drinking mm-hmm. beer. Like, yeah, man, I scored it with my wife last night. She did this. Or, mm-hmm. hey, here's a picture of my wife. Like, are you worried like it's that kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I understand that. You don't need your goodies showing all over the place.
Well, I think it's a tough call, right? Like, you've got a best friend and, you know, you're married or you have a significant other. You want to talk to your best friend about things.
Sure.
But where do you, like, draw the line? Like,
right.
how much
uh-huh.
do you actually say without right. not being respectful to your partner?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are you calling to break the bad news to
yeah.
him about?
I mean, I'd like him to stop talking to his friend about those things. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah. as like, he should.
Telling all your business.
My business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my business. we have his business now.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to throw it out there. All right, girl, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. When we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to your husband, Randy. You better stop talking about mm-hmm. the private details of our life with your friends.
Yep.
Coming up next with Chris the Morning mm-hmm. Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Back at it this morning with our Breaking Bad News. We've got our girl Maya on the phone.
Yeah, so Maya is calling because her and her husband, she wants to break some bad news to her husband. They've been married for 5 years. He has a best friend that he shares all their intimate details with, like, he pretty much tells all their business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bothering her because she might see some of the friends out and she's like, oh, I wonder if he knows about what I did last night or this and that. And so she's calling to break the bad news. Like, look, you've got to stop telling all of our business.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah.
All right, Maya. So this is what we'll do. We'll meet our line. You'll be able to hear Tracy and I on your phone. But of course, your husband, Randy, will not. And then we'll eventually chime in when we feel like you're, you know, you could need a little help. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, honey. Good
luck
to you.
Good luck.
Hey, what's up?
Oh.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something. Do you have time?
This sounds bad. What's up?
I mean, it's not super bad. I have been thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted you to stop talking to your friend Ben and anybody else, like, about our stuff, you know, like, intimate details. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Talking about intimate details with Ben. I don't really understand what you mean. Like, Ben is my best friend. I'm going to talk to him about stuff.
Mm.
I know. I just don't think he needs to know, like, what happens, like, what we fight about or, like, what happens in the bedroom. You know, some things should stay between us, you know?
I kind of hear what you're saying. Like, just so you know, if I share stuff, like the bedroom stuff, I'm not like giving him the full play-by-play, but it's, you know, I think it's sort of natural for friends to talk about you know, just sort of like, you know, it's not explicit. It's not vulgar. I'm not like parading pictures around, but it's also like, that's just what dudes do. And I think you got your girlfriend, like, don't you talk to them about what happens in the bedroom sometimes?
I don't give them details. I'll just say, we had a good date night. That kind of stuff, you know.
Oh,
I don't.
You, you're talking.
All right, let's break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Randy? Randy.
Yeah.
Hi, Randy. You're like, who's this other girl? Well,
hi.
There's not just one. There's two. This is Krista and Tracy. We're friends of your beautiful wife, Maya. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I am confused.
Oh yeah.
I'm good, but now I'm hearing some stuff from my wife that has me a little concerned. So.
Okay, so listen.
Yeah.
We are here because we are trying to help out your woman. Uh-huh. She is not alone in this situation. It's called Breaking Bad News. So we're breaking the bad news that you are on the radio right now with thousands of people listening. But that's not the problem. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she was calling to break the bad news that she's not comfortable with this. Let me just put it in perspective here. I'm a married woman. Mm-hmm. I've been married for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my husband's friends, like my dear friends, they'll come and visit us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'll just be in the kitchen and nonchalantly, you know, like my friend Stefan will say something to me that, you know, is like, yeah, Krista, you know, you could do a little more in the bedroom with Travis. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right.
He goes, I know you're busy. I know you're a mom, but you know, you could do a little more. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, oh God, what are you, what?
Right.
What? Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hear you. I totally get that. And, you know, maybe I'll have to soft pedal this stuff like that. I don't think Ben does that to you, hon. But, about the argument stuff, like, I don't know. It kind of feels a little bit like there's this double standard. Like, women are allowed to talk to all their friends about their problems and unpack it and sort of. And I know guys sometimes have a little bit different way to figure it out. But it's like, I talk to my friends about stuff other than just football. You know, it's like, we do talk about substantive things. And I don't know, like sometimes they give their feedback and their thoughts. It's not like we're sitting around sipping chamomile tea and talking about our feelings, but we do have our own way of unpacking things.
Sure.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't realize guys talk so much.
I love that. They're like us.
Yeah.
They're like,
they are.
It's different. Maybe it's a little different. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But we do talk about stuff. It's not just like we're sitting there pounding kegs all the time, you know?
That's what I thought.
So Maya, girl, what do you think about that? I mean, you know, he does have a point there,
too.
Yeah,
he does.
You both have very valid points.
Yeah, you both do.
I don't want you to not have, you know, people to talk to if you're going through some stuff. I mean, I just think I know, and maybe I haven't expressed this, you know, fully. We've been married 5 years. I've pulled back how much I share with some of my closer friends because, you know, we have a life together. Like, you're the person that I would go to if I wanted to vent about other people.
Right.
So I guess I don't, I guess I didn't really think that you were doing that, but maybe you are.
I hear that. No, that's when you said it just there actually makes me think like, yeah, maybe there is something that about it just being between the two of us. And I completely respect it. And I got that. And I respect that.
You guys are adorable.
Yeah, you guys are
your
great.
Your communication is really
good. I was going to say.
So we have a gift card. You two obviously are going to work this out.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. But maybe just, you know, you're on the same wavelength. So does that sound good? We'll send you out to Rare Steakhouse.
Ooh.
Wow.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Ooh, all
that's a great communication spot,
and,
honey.
And then you can have some nice Wookiee at night.
Oh, good.
Keep that in your bedroom.
I love it.
On 93.1 Jams.